Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1339. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Da'iv, Ben Rabban Zisa Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe, Lerufu Shalem Rafal Moshe Chaim Ben Chana. Getting back to our malacha of Ma'abed tanning. Okay, I just want to go through a little bit from the Sefer Shama V'Zachar. We went through a little bit in the introduction on our malacha. New Malacha, Ma'abed Tanning, we went through a little bit from the Sefer Lamedes Malachas, just to see a few different angles, and we'll get a better understanding as to what it's all about, from the Sefer Shama V'Zachar, so in the English section. So he says like this, he explains, Ma'amed means to, what is it, Malacha Ma'amed, as we know, tanning, and the question is why, we explained last time, why there are various different steps in the tanning process, right? There's the finishing, there's the curing, and so on. We said, so why is it called exactly tanning? Why do we call it tanning? So he says the tanning process is the most basic form of the malacha, even though this malacha encompasses far more than just tanning, which is the basic transformation of the hide to the leather, which is interesting. So actually, the malacha before, which I want to explain in a minute, the malacha before that the Sfarim talk about is the malacha of mafshit, which actually means to remove the hide from the body of the animal. Right? Obviously, you have to first remove the hide from the body of the animal. That's not so negele maisa. We're going to go through it. There's Mr. Hashem, see how, you know, if there are any practical applications over there. But the malacha mafshit is which would this firm bring down first. And that is a removal of the hide from the body of the animal. Obviously, as we understand, the lamites malachis, the 39 malachis, on Shabbos go in conjunction with that which was done in the Mishkan and the various different, you have the preparation of the food. Over here, we're dealing with, right now, we're in the middle of dealing with the various different preparations of the animal after the when they're using the different parts of the animal, however it's used, right? So you have the removal of the skin, and then the skin itself, the hide, it has to be transferred into leather. So that's what he explains. That's the next step is ma'abed after mafshit, which is also the removal of the hide is one of the lamites malachas. And then the separate lamites malacha, like we've been talking about in the last couple of shirim, is tanning, which is ma'abed. So, and the reason why tanning, like we said, okay, it's the most basic form, even though it encompasses various different steps. This is done by a process known as tanning, like we said, in which the hide, again reading from Sefer Shama V'Zachar on page 357, in which the hide is soaked in a solution of different types of strong chemicals, which we said, and many of them are brine, which have to do with salt preservation. This has the effect of changing it has the effect of changing the leather into a far stronger and more durable hide. It just makes it's better for the whole skin, the whole hide itself. Every part of the tanning process is known as ma'abed. Like we said, it's not just the tanning itself. Therefore, the salting of the hide, soaking the hide in the solution, which contains lime and other chemicals, stirring the leather while it's in the solution, and doing anything else which is naturally part of the tanning process, all fall under the malacha of ma'abed. In other words, the point is, we're not saying there's no separate malachas for each step. The whole process of getting this hide ready, even though there was actually geizes, which is pulling out the hairs, but that's a little bit of a different aspect. Now, the pulling out of the hairs is a separate thing. In other words, you have the hair, you pull it out. That was a malacha of geizes, uprooting the hairs. But over here, when we're dealing with the hide itself, the skin itself, this is the different steps are all part of the malacha ma'abed. Okay, so now again, as far as the other processes in this getting ready of the hide, it brings out the Sefer Shama V'Zachar, it refers to all the activities that are done by the tanner, either before or after the tanning operation, in order to harden, to strengthen, to enrich, to soften the leather that he is producing. So again, it's all part of the working with the leather itself. These activities are toldos. These are actually toldos, the offspring of the malacha, which, as we've spoken in the past, the av malacha is the main malacha itself, the main action itself, and all the various different other actions, which are extremely similar, are toldos, and they are also osur min ha-Torah. Again, we've spoken about in the past, people I've heard mention toldos, the rabbanon, tolda of a malacha is the same as the malacha itself. It's just a little bit of a different action, and therefore be usher min ha-Torah. So these activities are toldos, but they are forbidden min ha-Torah, like he says, with exactly the same severity as tanning itself. Okay, according to the follow, so he brings down actually four different activities, which I just want to go through real quickly, and we'll see how we started talking about them, how they come in conjunction with for example, a person has a leather shoe, how to work with a leather shoe. We've spoken about some of the different things in reference to oiling, a shoe tree, and so on. He says, number one, you have hardening the hide, to compress the hide by trampling, forcing it to bypass between the rollers, and so on. So that's one action he brings down. Then he brings on straightening the leather. You have to stretch it. You stretch the leather to stretch the hide or leather that is has to be straightened out instead of wrapped, right? As instead of all curvy, it has to be all straightened out. So that we understand also. That's also another step how he brings it down. Then you have enriching the leather, putting on oils, grease, and so on. Again, we're not going to get into every single detail as he brings it down, but to get an understanding, then you have softening the leather, to bend and rub stiff leather in order to soften and render it usable, right? You bend it back and forth, you make it softer. That's what we spoke about. If you have parts of the shoe, sometimes are hard, a person wants to soften it up, a new shoe, and you start bending certain parts, the top part, you know, it's just like very rough. So you want to loosen it up, soften it up. Bending it back and forth would be running under the malacha of ma'abed also, because that's softening of the leather. It's a way of softening the leather. The softening of the leather is part of the melacha ma'abed in preparing the leather itself. Again, the goyze is where we took out the hairs. That's a separate thing. There's hairs that are pulled out, that are plucked out. Over here, we're dealing with the actual hide itself. Okay, so then you have softening the leather, like we said, enriching the leather, oil, and so on, oiling, putting oil on one shoe, and something like that we spoke about also, which we'll try and get a little bit more into, in reference to polishing one shoe, that would also be running under the malacha of ma'abed, tanning. Okay, so now just to end off with one more quick thing, interesting. So, you know, a person could ask, well, then maybe I can wear new shoes. I have brand new shoes. Look over Shabbos, look over the Yom Tov, if I want to wear, right? So maybe if you're going to tell me softening up the shoes and bending the leather back and forth is I can't do because it's softening, make it wearable. So if when I start wearing new shoes, I'm breaking them in. As we know, it's called breaking in your shoes, right? You wear them a few times. In the beginning, they're not so comfortable. They have to be broken in. What do we mean by broken in? They bend back and forth as you walk and so on. So is that a problem? Maybe I can't wear new shoes on Shabbos. So he brings down on page 362, there's a Sefer Zachar V'Shamah, to wear new shoes on Shabbos is not ma'abed. Okay, so that's not a problem. You want to wear l'kavod Yom Tov, l'kavod Shabbos, new shoes, that would not be ma'abed, even though the leather is often very stiff, right? New shoes, they're very stiff, they're very uncomfortable. So at the beginning, and gradually they soften as I wear them, as I walk, it softens up, I bend back and forth the leather, so this is not viewed as an act of ma'abed or makah b'patesh, completing an item, since it's a natural occurrence of the wearing. You're wearing the shoe. You're not preparing the shoe to be worn. You're actually doing an act of wearing the shoes. As such, the activity is called wearing and not considered ma'abed de malach. I'm wearing my shoe. It's like we spoke about, in Merakeh or Bara, but Derech Achila. I'm eating. Right now I'm eating. Right now I'm wearing my shoe. I'm not preparing. If you do it before with your hand, preparing the leather and so on, that's a problem. That's a problem. We'll see. We'll talk about that again. But just wearing a shoe, a brand new shoe, breaking it in is not a problem. It's called wearing, even though it looks like ma'abed. It's called wearing a shoe, and therefore anything that goes in conjunction with that in reference to ma'abed, like we've been talking about, bending the leather, is fine. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Baruch Kol Tuv.